should probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Om Mani Padme Hum. The Green Lama strikes for justice.
Time now for another exciting adventure from the files of Jethro Dumont. Jethro Dumont, the wealthy young American who, after 10 years in Tibet, returned as the Green Lama to amaze the world with his curious and secret powers in his single-handed fight against injustice and crime.
OMG, you guys. So, okay. That's llama as in the Dalai Lama, not llama as in the animal that looks like a sheep mated with a giraffe.
I am Toku. My friend, the Green Lama, and I returned together from my country, Tibet. It was my duty and pleasure to serve Jethro Dumont.
Whoa, stop! Not happening. Maybe you guessed it already, but the Green Lama was a character created to capitalize on a bunch of already popular superheroes of the 40s. The Shadow, who was a rich dude who got his powers from studying in the Orient. Batman, because the Green Lama only went to study in Tibet after his parents were killed. He was in college when it happened, though. And, of course, the Green Hornet, with his Asian servant sidekick. In this case, Toku. But this guy doesn't even kick ass with martial arts. He just goes around calling the Green Lama, oh, great one and stuff. Ugh, it's gross. So, like, we already addressed that awful trope in our episode of The Green Hornet, episode 17. So, Toku, sorry, dude, you're not appearing in my episode.
Then I will wait patiently for your episode to conclude, for it is truly written that a patient caterpillar will be rewarded with wings to fly.
Yeah, so the show writes in these proverbs to sound more mystical Asian-y, I guess? Like a white chick getting a yin-yang tattoo.
Ooh, you're deep.
Okay, so this story is called The Last Dinosaur. The Green Lama lives in New York, but is visiting L.A. He's here because... Oh, damn it! I gotta go punch in for my shift. I'll just leave you in the Green Lama's hotel room and you'll go from there.
Oh yes, hello, front desk? This is Jethro Dumont in room 247. I'd like you to call me a taxi. Yes, as soon as possible. Thank you. Yes, come in.
I'm looking for a Mr. Jethro Dumont.
I'm Jethro Dumont.
Yeah, I'm Philbert Jones. I'm either driving to the party, or Mr. Herman's party, that is.
Herman sent a car for me?
Well, Herman K. Herman. He's a big-time producer and all that.
Yes, I know. We're actually old friends.
Is the party for you, then? Being that you're the Green Lama.
No. It's not for me. Herman just finished a new picture and is giving a cocktail party in honor of that.
Well, yeah, sure.
I certainly wasn't expecting car service. I just telephoned for a taxi.
Yeah, well, I'm here. So, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go anytime, Mr. Jones.
Okay, let's get started. When I'm driving anybody as important as the Green Lama, I like to start early. That way I don't have to drive fast, and maybe there won't be any accidents.
It would be preferable to arrive at the party in one piece. Driver, how much further to Mr. Herman's home?
We're arriving now, Mr. Dumont.
Well, Herman K. seems to have done very well for himself. From the looks of things, I guess the party is being held by the swimming pool.
Yeah, everybody out here likes to live either near a swimming pool or the ocean, but they don't like to drink water.
Indeed.
Well, see you later, Mr. Dumont.
Yes, I think you will. Pardon me, miss. I'm looking for Mr. Herman.
That makes two of us.
I suppose all of Herman's guests want a moment of his time.
Guest? Did you miss the entire cocktail waitress uniform going on here?
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't realize you were,
Cater waiter. Yeah, I do this to get into Hollywood parties to meet producers and stuff.
Well, you never know where an opportunity may come from.
That's what I figured. I used to crash these parties, but as a cater waiter, I get arrested a lot less.
Yes, I can see the advantages of, not being arrested.
Jethro!
Hello, Herman.
Oh, that's him? The big producer?
Yes.
Jethro, am I glad you could come. How are you?
Herman K., it's sure good seeing you again.
Ahem.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. Were you ordering a drink, Jethro?
Actually,
we're old friends.
Actually.
I'm Madison Standish. Sup?
I apologize. It's just, with your wardrobe, I thought...
Oh, how embarrassing! Is someone else wearing my dress?
Undoubtedly, the entire waitstaff.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you,
Madison.
Madison.
Standish.
Standish.
It's always good to have people repeat your name. They're more likely to remember it.
Madison Standish. I'll remember.
So, Herman, it's been a long time.
Not since Harvard, 1935, Jethro. But I've been keeping tabs on you through the newspapers. This Green Llama stuff is a great gimmick.
Wait, what did he call you?
The Green Llama. No, I'm not a green pack animal that's related to a camel. Ha ha ha.
No, I meant Jethro. Where's Ellie Mae? You going skinny dipping in the cement pond?
I can see why you get arrested so often.
Well, Chief, the party seems to be a great success. Oh, a late arrival. Miss, I'll have a gin and tonic.
Mary, this is Madison Standish.
See? You remembered!
She's not a cocktail waitress.
Then why do I keep seeing her getting multiple drinks from the bar?
I'm a lush.
Mary, meet my old friend, Jethro Demont. You know, the Green Llama.
Wow, no secret identity, huh?
No.
Then why do you have the green cape and hood? That whole getup that you clearly ripped off from the Green Arrow?
I premiered a year before that bow-wielding Robin Hood.
Ooh, I must be a dentist, because I hit a nerve.
I didn't study for 10 years in Tibet to be overshadowed by someone whose only skill is archery. I fought Nazis.
Dude, you're getting upset. You might want to try some of that llama meditation. Or do what I do, drink until your chakras are aligned.
Jethro, this is my secretary, Mary Carter.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Dumont.
Hello.
Mary, show Jethro the new bag I just gave you.
It's a very attractive alligator bag.
Alligator? Your purse is made from a flayed reptile? You deserve to have Steve Irwin wrestle you.
No, it's not alligator. This is genuine imitation dinosaur.
Dinosaur? Well, as long as it's faux dino. Hashtag save the dinosaurs, hashtag jail time for Fred Flintstone.
Look, see the big dinosaur footprint on the front? Isn't that marvelous?
Of course, you understand there's no connection between the dinosaur bag and the fact that we're making a picture called The Last Dinosaur.
Oh, that swag? Oh, I love free movie swag! Except for the movie Parasite, where I actually got a parasite. But that might have been from drinking whatever Shia LaBeouf handed me.
Herman!
Oh, here comes Miss Poison Ivy of 1949.
Dude, is the Green Llama such a ripoff you stole Poison Ivy from Batman?
She's not actually Poison Ivy. Mary just has strong opinions. Jethro.
And Madison.
And Madison.
Standish.
Yes, I believe even the page boys down at the studio know your name.
Well, hello. Who's this, Herman?
I'd like to present America's outstanding screen star, Miss Gloria Spear. Gloria, my dear, this is Jethro Demont, the Green Llama.
And Madison Standish.
Say, you're the waitress who never came back with my martini.
You wouldn't have liked it. It was too dry.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Miss Spear. I'm sorry to say I've never seen any of your pictures, but I'm afraid I'm not much of a moviegoer.
Oh, Mr. Demont, I'm sure you're much too busy to think about poor little me.
Not that you're not worth thinking about.
That makes me think. Are llamas celibate?
Gloria, show Jethro the new shoes I just gave you. Genuine imitation dinosaur.
OMG, those are so cute. Okay, where's the swag table?
Every little bit of publicity helps.
Isn't it all just too silly?
Free shoes are never silly. You got them in a size 7-6?
Say, Mr. Demont, why can't you and I slip away to Herman's study? I'd love to learn all about Tibet.
If anyone could stand a little improvement of the mind, Gloria is the gal.
Ouch! Harsh! Point Mary.
Isn't Mary sweet, Mr. Demont? She's always so helpful when it comes to unimportant things we stars have to do.
Ooh! Point match Gloria!
Herman, old boy, I just cooked up a sensational idea. You want to hear it?
Jethro and Madison, this is my publicity director, Cy Martin.
Hello.
Sup?
How do you do? Herman, the bartender and I just invented a vodka sour, which we are going to call the Dino Sour. Get it?
For a non-alcohol option, you can serve T-Rex.
Okay, aren't you the cocktail waitress the bartender's been looking for?
So you are a cocktail waitress.
I'm an actress who, by the way, is not opposed to casting couches. Herman.
I'm Herman's fiancé.
I also do three-ways.
Jethro, why don't I introduce you to some of the other guests while Mary makes sure Madison Standish returns to her post.
That's the best idea I've heard tonight.
Come along, Miss Standish.
Fine. But if you're going to have me arrested, can I put on some hand lotion first? I find it keeps the handcuffs from chafing.
All right, everybody, all right. Time to hear Fisher.
Herman.
Yeah, Jethro?
It's unseemly for a llama to be so ignorant, but who is Fisher?
Who is Fisher? Why, George Fisher. He's got a terrific following. When he plugs a pitcher, it's worth $1 million at the box office.
Oh, he's an influencer.
Madison, where did you come from? Aren't you supposed to be working?
Not now that I'm fired.
Maybe I should escort you off the property then.
No, Mary. No time. Go out and make sure that everybody gets in here to listen to Fisher. Sigh. Turn on the radio.
Gotcha, Chief.
You see, Mr. Dumont, when you get to be a big producer, you even have somebody to turn your radio on for you.
Yeah, it's called voice activation. Your technology is so old, it was invented when dinosaurs ruled the Earth.
Come on, everybody. Hurry. Now, quiet. Everybody quiet. Sai, turn up the radio.
A happy hello from Hollywood. This is George Fisher with a flash from the Love Front. Herman K. Herman, top producer at Triumph Pictures, will marry Triumph's glamour star, Gloria Spear, on Saturday in Las Vegas.
It'll never last.
How do you know?
Oh, I say that whenever anyone announces they're getting married. So if they do get divorced, I can say I called it.
And by the way,
quiet.
It will be a double celebration for producer Herman, who on Friday will wrap up his latest film, the epic The Last Dinosaur. Now, I've seen footage of the movie already shot, and The Last Dinosaur will gross more money at the box office than any three pictures produced in the last year. It's a great picture, ladies and gentlemen. And in advance of its release, I'm giving it my highest rating, A+.
I reserve judgment until the tomato meter rating comes out.
Now, I'd like to call Mr. Herman's attention to something on the other side of the ledger. Are you listening, Mr. Herman? Tonight, this radio station has had two phone calls reporting that a live dinosaur has been seen within the city limits of Los Angeles. One lady reported that she saw a dinosaur coming out of the La Brea tar pits.
See? This is the time when dinosaurs rule the Earth.
This is obviously irresponsible publicity, and the kind of thing that should be stopped immediately. Mr. Herman, Hollywood and the motion picture industry is finally being run by grown-up adults. Make your press agent act like one.
Sai, turn that radio off.
Edgar Bergen was spotted at the Brown Derby front.
Sai, what was the idea of planting those phony phone calls? You should have known somebody would get wise.
But I think...
I don't pay you to think. I pay you to get me publicity. And movies only want publicity that's dignified.
Ha!
That came from the direction of the pool.
It's Gloria. She's in the swimming pool. Gloria, what's happened? Oh, good Lord.
She's drowned.
She's just floating there. Oh, this is terrible.
Here, some of you help me get her out of the pool.
Celebrity drowning. It hasn't been her day, her week, her month, or even her year.
Yes, she's dead.
I always told her to stay away from the pool. She couldn't swim.
But she didn't drown, Herman.
The barbiturates get to her heart first.
Her head has been crushed in by a very heavy blow. All right, stand back. Please, nothing must be touched until the police get here.
Oh, girl, right in my ear.
Look, leading away from the pool. Look at those tracks.
Those are the tracks of a baby dinosaur.
Dude, it's like Jurassic Park or Jurassic World or, oh, I can't keep those movies straight. They're all just Japanese monster movies with CG instead of a guy in a rubber suit.
We'll return for more of The Green Llama and tonight's story, The Last Dinosaur, after this.
National City boasts the largest population of superheroes in the world. There's a lot of stories to be told, but this is the story of an ordinary group of friends. There's me, Kirby, award-winning podcaster, and Molly, your typical mermaid theater nerd, Cash, the former world's richest boy, and Jimmy, who runs the Wiz Museum uptown. Brandon is also a friend of ours who somehow has no idea he works for supervillains. And of course, my best friend Bailey, who's secretly the superhero Yellowhammer. But only I know that, so let's keep it between ourselves, okay? Just an ordinary group of friends. And you can hang out with us on The Supporting Cast, a superhero sitcom with new episodes every other month. Available on many of your favorite podcast sources.
Now to continue with our Green Llama adventure. We take you to the hotel room of Jethro Demont, who has since returned home from Herman K. Herman's Hollywood party. The Green Llama meditates on the tragedy of the evening's events.
Dudak ni kyap su chi dak, gijin sok gi pai sonan ki, drola fen chir sangi drupar shok. May I be granted the power to find the one true path.
Dude, you still up?
Madison?
You got a mini bar? I got the munchies.
How did you get into my hotel room?
The hour is late, and it is written that those who travel in the night are best hidden from green llamas who are so busy meditating they don't hear you sneak in and crash on their bed.
I was trying to find clarity so I might discover what happened to Miss Spear.
I thought she was killed by a baby dinosaur. No snacks?
Would you get out of my suitcase, please?
Nothing in here anyway. Well, I was going to save this for later, but I guess I'm going to have to eat the cheese platter I took from the party.
The cheese is in your pockets?
How else would you suggest I smuggle cheese out of a Hollywood party?
I'm more concerned with where the murderer was smuggled from. Almost anyone could have slipped out of the room. We were all listening to the broadcast. I doubt if a person leaving would have been noticed.
Or a person returning.
But I doubt if the murderer did return. It wasn't necessary. Miss Spear screamed at the time she was struck and we all rushed out. The murderer could have merely lingered near the spot and then joined us as we all stood over the body.
What about the dinosaur?
Could you please finish chewing?
Not a very tolerant llama, are ya?
You're referring to the fact that she was hit over the head, potentially a blow from a heavy foot. There were tracks leaving the body that I myself can swear were authentic.
You can swear were authentic? So you're a llama and a paleontologist?
The police believe the murder was part of a publicity stunt, which somehow went wrong.
In my day, in order to go viral, people do crazy stunts. But I really thought that guardrail was more of a suggestion than something to prevent me from plummeting to my untimely death.
I just don't think that Herman would do a stunt like that. I knew him pretty well in college.
Ooh, is that room service? Because this brie did not travel well.
Come in.
Oh, Mr. Dumont, thank heavens I found you in.
What's wrong, Miss Carter?
It's Mr. Herman. I think you better come at once. Why is Miss Standish here?
There are some questions even the universe cannot answer.
You want some brie?
Miss Carter, what happened to Herman?
Right after you left tonight, he began to get in a rage over this business with the dinosaur. The studio spent so much money on his feature.
Spare no expense.
He thinks someone is trying to ruin him, and that the murder of Miss Spear was a personal blow to him.
It was a personal blow. To her head.
The loss of a loved one is not to be taken lightly.
Love? He didn't love her. It was a business arrangement for both of them.
Oh, I am totally on board with a sham marriage if I can benefit from it. Don't give the milk away for free or else he won't buy you a villa in the south of France.
I've never seen Mr. Herman act this way.
Where is he now?
At the studio. He insisted on going over there as soon as the police left. That's when he went into a rage about being ruined. Oh, I'm afraid, Mr. Dumont.
What are you afraid of, Miss Carter?
He had Cy Martin come to the studio. He was going to fire him. They started fighting violently. Both of them have terrible tempers, and that's when I got frightened and came for you.
I see. Well, if anything were going to happen, we may be too late.
Seriously? Why'd you come all the way over here? Why didn't you just call? You see, that's why people call 911 instead of getting in their cars and driving to the fire station. Excuse me, fireman? Can you come to my house? It's kind of like burning and stuff.
Then let's not waste any more time, Madison.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Dumont. Mr. Herman always had so much respect for you. I know he'll listen to you.
Filbert, what are you doing here?
Hey, Mr. Dumont. Just because you find me bending over in front of your door doesn't mean that I'm stooping to listen at your door.
No? Well, then what were you doing?
I was only tie my shoelace. You know, before I knocked on your door to see if you wanted me to drive you anywhere else tonight.
If you believe that, then I got a tropical island I can sell ya.
I came by taxi. It would be faster.
All right, Filbert, take us to Triumph Picture Studios. And get there fast. Someone's life may depend on it.
No, really. I do have a tropical island. When the whole Amber Heard thing was going down, Johnny Depp signed his island over to me, and I've been trying to unload it. I'll sell cheap. Do you really think we should be driving with this guy? I mean, he is kind of shady.
Perhaps, but it's better that he's with us. It is said that the watched kettle does not boil over.
What'd you say there, Mr. Dumont?
If you could figure it out, let me know.
I was reciting a Tibetan proverb.
Yeah, I like proverbs. Like the one that says, rolling stones hit a lot of pedestrians.
The Rolling Stones? No. It was Caitlyn Jenner.
Which gate do you want, Mr. Dumont?
The Beverly Gates, driver. That's the private entrance for Mr. Herman.
That's the gates I thought you'd want.
I hope we're not too late. They were fighting violently. I heard Mr. Herman accusing Psy of starting the dinosaur stories to ruin him. He wanted to know who was paying Psy, and that made Psy mad. That's when they started shouting at each other.
Well, Herman was always shouting at people. I really doubt if there's any reason for you to be frightened.
I know how he shouts.
God, don't you hate those kinds of bosses? Yelling does not generate productivity. But it does generate murder plots in the break room.
Murder plots?
Don't worry. I've only had maybe 4 that went past the planning stages.
Tell me, Mary, have you worked for Herman long?
Almost 5 years.
That's a long time. The longest I've ever worked at a place was maybe 5 months.
That still beats your 5-hour employment as a cocktail waitress last night.
5 hours? Ah! I never got my 10-minute break!
Mary, I'm surprised you've worked for Herman that long. I would think that you'd be an actress yourself.
Would you believe it, Mr. Dumont, that before I came to work for Mr. Herman, I was a mechanic in an airplane factory?
I worked in a factory for a little while. A brewery in Milwaukee. No, wait. That was Laverne and Shirley.
Many women are fine mechanics.
It sounds like a compliment, but it's really coming off as a qualifier.
How did you happen to leave that and come to work for Herman?
After the war, they started cutting down.
Back to the kitchen, Rosie the Riveter.
Something like that. Anyway, I had done some acting and thought if I had a job like this, maybe I could get to acting in pictures again. But I lost my ambition after I worked for Mr. Herman for a while.
Here we are, Mr. Dumont. But it looks like it's locked up. You got a key for them gates, miss?
No, I left the gate unlocked when I came out. If you go ahead in low gear, your bumpers will nudge them open.
Okay.
I tried pushing the gates open in one of those monthly visitor lanes at a parking garage because the line was shorter. Front end damage, lawsuits, fines. Ugh, I went back to parking in bus zones.
Get down!
Ah! Again! I am right next to you!
Mary, are you all right?
I guess so.
Madison?
If I was 6 inches taller, I'd have had a fatal part in my hair. I'd probably be a top draft pick for the WNBA.
Driver, stop the car.
Yeah, I guess it's safe now.
That was fast thinking, Filbert. Too fast. If I could have jumped out of the car, I might have gotten whoever was shooting at us.
Mr. Dumont, when somebody starts shooting at me, I don't do any heavy thinking until I get away.
He knows what it's like to drive in L.A.
Why should anyone try to kill us?
Why did you think of Psy Martin in connection to the shooting, Mary?
Well, I don't know. I guess maybe because I knew he was here? Why would anyone want to shoot us?
We certainly haven't done anything to merit that attention, but perhaps someone is afraid we will do something.
It's like when they inspect your bags at a concert venue. I haven't been seen drinking outside liquor, but they've met my type before.
There's the producer's building. We can walk right over.
Good. Filbert, you should stay here.
Hey, look at them bullet holes in the top of my car!
4 of them, each one on the same level and almost equal distance apart. If they were aimed lower, such a steady hand couldn't have missed.
So whoever was shooting at us has the potential to murder innocent people if they just, what, apply themselves?
Mr. Herman's suite of offices is just down this hall.
It's a shame about the damage to Filbert's car.
I got rear-ended while on a run when I was working for NBC. $500 worth of damage, and all they pay me was my mileage. Meanwhile, the cast of Friends goes home with $1 million an episode. NBC!
Certainly the studio will issue Filbert another car.
Why would the studio do that?
Doesn't he work for Herman?
Of course not. Oh, here we are. Looks like someone's turned off the lights in the reception room. I'll get them.
This office reminds me of when I was an assistant to an agent. She'd get pissed off at her clients and throw things at me, like staplers or tape dispensers. I was fired for stealing office supplies, but I was really just trying to limit her ammunition.
I hope we're not too late.
I'll make sure you never get another job in Hollywood as long as you live.
That's what the agent said to me while I was dodging a three-hole punch.
Oh, thank heaven he's all right.
You're nothing but an empty threat, Herman.
But they're still fighting.
Maybe this'll teach you not to try and ruin Herman K. Herman. You don't have the nerve.
Seriously, could you please scream in somebody else's ear?
We've got to get this door open.
He locked it from the inside.
Stand back.
Oh no, Herman's lying on the floor.
And that's not Hollywood blood, that's blood.
Madison, look out the window. See if you can spot the killer.
It was Cy. You heard him. It's Mr. Herman.
Yes, he's dead. I'm sorry, Mary.
Oh, if only we'd gotten here a minute sooner.
I can't see anyone from the window, but the street's pretty dark. Gotta wait a few decades for the LA light pollution to kick in.
Just a minute. What's that pleasant odor in the room?
I'm getting dead, dude, and... Oh, a hint of honeysuckle.
We always spray sweet air in here. Mr. Herman couldn't stand to have the room filled with smoke during conferences.
Then how about, crazy idea, don't smoke inside.
Interesting.
It's revolutionary, I know. But stopping your employees from dying of secondhand smoke can benefit your workforce retention.
That's not what I was thinking about.
Very few companies do think about employee comfort as a valuable initiative in the workplace.
I mean, we heard two shots, but that's not what killed him. He was killed by a very heavy blow on the head.
The dinosaur?
The dinosaur? The dinosaur? Girl, how much were you drinking at that party that you think a dinosaur came into this inner office and killed Herman?
I just thought, with Gloria...
It's been a difficult evening for you, Mary, and we don't know exactly what happened here.
So we're still keeping dinosaur on the table. When you were meditating, was that actually incense?
What we do know is this was a deliberate murder.
Well, this looks like a cozy little clam bake.
Cy! Mr. Dumont, here's Cy Martin now!
To what does Triumph Pictures owe such a late-hour visit from the Green Llama?
What are you doing back here after you were fired?
Didn't you stay for another 3 hours at Herman's party after you were fired? And steal an entire cheese platter?
That was my severance package.
What are you doing here, Martin?
I work here. I still consider myself an employee, even if I was fired. I've been fired from here 10 times, and the next day it's forgotten. Hey, what's with Herman?
Don't you know?
How could I? Don't tell me that dinosaur I was supposed to have invented came along and stepped on him.
I can't take another minute of this. Excuse me.
Say, what's with Mary?
Dude, you're as inappropriate as Kanye West at a bar mitzvah.
It's not a joking matter, Mr. Martin. Herman K. Herman has just been murdered.
Murdered?
Nice surprise face. I believe that as much as I believe Kanye's apology.
Hey, what are you trying to do, frame me? I left Herman an hour ago. I was coming back here to see if he'd cooled off.
Martin, do you know your way around this lot?
Like the inside of my own hat.
That just means you're familiar with dandruff and sweat stains.
All right, come on. We'll look around. Maybe the killer is still on the grounds, if he didn't double back here to the office.
I don't like that crack.
Martin, you're in a tough spot. You better cooperate.
Fine. Let's go.
I'm sorry. Hi. We're gonna walk around the dark studio lot with a myriad of hiding places, looking for a killer who already shot at our car and bludgeoned Herman to death?
Yes.
Do we get to ride in one of those golf carts?
And what's this set, Martin?
This is where they've been shooting The Last Dinosaur. They built the set here because it was cheaper than going out on location.
Wait, have you not finished principal photography? If you need someone to fill in for Gloria, I'm available. Of course, I'll need a honey wagon stocked with honeydew.
Honeydew?
That's my eccentric celebrity ask.
Honestly, I don't know what's going to happen to the film now that Herman's gone. Oh, would you look at this? Someone's already parked in Herman's parking spot.
He has 2 parking spots?
Sure. One near the producer's building and one near the set.
All I want is to be important enough to have a parking space with my name on it. where I could get violators' cars towed and destroyed.
No one's cars get destroyed.
Oh, I'm a tyrant.
That's our car. But where's Filbert? He was supposed to be waiting for us.
Went to pee?
Perhaps. Tell me something, Martin. I'm curious as to the story of the last dinosaur. What is it?
Well, it's kind of a fantasy about a dinosaur coming out of the La Brea tar pits here in modern times. You know, the tar pits are filled with the bones of prehistoric animals, and the idea was that one of them had remained alive down there.
My favorite part of dinosaur movies is the horrible science. And that audiences are like, sure, I buy that. Because all they really want is to see dinosaurs.
For the dinosaur, did they use a small-scale model?
Does that answer your question?
The dinosaur!
Yes, I do believe that is our missing dinosaur.
So, it's coming right at us? At this juncture, I'd recommend we proceed with the traditional terrified scream followed by run for your life maneuvers.
We've got to do something. I don't want to be crushed.
I suggest we try something better than running. Oh, money.
Meditation? Now? Why don't you just offer an avocado toast, you yoga hipster?
The Green Llama strikes for justice.
Oh, that's where the Green Robin Hood outfit comes in. Whoa! That thing came down like an AT-AT walker!
I've never seen anything like it! A guy tackles a beast as big as a house and knocks it right in its kisser!
Yeah! Suck it, Chris Pratt!
What a sensational idea for the ending of the picture! A fight between the dinosaur and the Green Llama!
So I guess llamas aren't pacifists.
Sensational! Are you all right, Mr. Dumont?
Yes, I'm well. Our dinosaur is quite a bit of machinery. Very ingenious.
Not that ingenious. Those animatronic Muppets from the dinosaur TV show were better than that. I'm the baby, gotta love me. God, why did anyone watch that show?
You seemed scared enough.
I wasn't scared because it was a real dinosaur. I was scared of the inevitable lack of safety features in a 1940s robot.
All I had to do was throw myself against one of the legs so it would go off balance and fall.
Yeah, see, that's a safety concern.
There must be a door to it somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the stomach of the dinosaur. That much I know. But I never thought of somebody using this thing. I thought the reports were all a hallucination.
Ah, here's the door.
Dude, it's Mary!
Slightly unconscious from the fall. But it looks like she'll recover. Mary Carter, the murderer of Gloria Speer and Herman K. Herman.
There's somebody else in there with her.
The missing driver, Filbert Jones, bound and gagged.
Was this some sort of kinky sex thing? I've never done it in a dinosaur. Unless bones count? Because there was this time at the Natural History Museum.
Just a minute, Filbert. I'll loosen the bonds.
Amateur. I got this.
That dame? She's nuts.
Oh, so it was her idea? Girl after my own heart.
She was gonna end her and me both in one big smash in this mechanical overgrown lizard. That dame, she's been seeing too many movies.
Well, you know, porn can be used to spark ideas.
At least we have our murderer.
Hey, Sid, you think the studio would let me borrow this thing? I'll hose it out afterwards.
Madison, what are you doing out here by the hotel swimming pool?
Why? Are you afraid a giant dinosaur is gonna drown me?
I'm more worried about the room key of mine you stole from my nightstand.
I didn't want to get locked out.
Well, now that the case is solved and Mary Carter has confessed, I'm going back to New York.
Have a nice trip.
So I'm checking out, which means I need my room key back.
You never told me how you figured out it was Mary.
I really don't have time.
Come on, sit down. Soak up some California sun before you go back to gloomy old New York.
Miss, your salad will be ready shortly. Would you like a refill of your cocktail?
Yes, thank you.
Charge it to your room?
To the room?
Please. You want anything, Llama?
No, thank you.
That's it then. And don't forget to give yourself a nice big tip.
Thank you, Miss.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying my vacation.
Come on, pull up a cabana chair. How'd you know it was Mary?
Fine. I thought of Mary when Gloria Speer was killed. Mary was the one who made sure we saw the dinosaur footprints by the swimming pool before they evaporated, by screaming and pointing to them.
Oh yeah, the scream. My pierced eardrums remember it well.
Mary was the only person who could have easily made the prints.
How you figure that?
Remember, as a publicity stunt, Herman had given her a bag made of genuine imitation dinosaur hide. It had a large dinosaur footprint on the side.
Oh, man! I never did get my swag, and most of the cheese melted in my pockets.
That explains the dry cleaning bill I received from the hotel.
You try getting Camembert out of sequins.
All right, I'm leaving.
No, wait, do you know why Mary did it? Come on, what's the MO?
She was in love with Herman, as she revealed in her attitude towards Gloria Spear and the marriage.
But if she loved him, why would she kill him? Hang on, I think I can answer my own question. She tried to kill us with a giant mechanical dinosaur. She wasn't only on the crazy train, she was the conductor.
I think Herman guessed she killed Gloria, so she had to kill him even though she loved him.
Here's your salad, miss.
But how'd she pull that off when we were all together in the hall when it happened?
With Mary's background as a mechanic.
Would you like fresh pepper?
Oh yes, thank you.
She made a wire recording.
And I still haven't gotten that refill.
My apologies. I will get that for you right away.
While Herman was arguing with Cy Martin.
Thank you.
And then dubbed in the gunshots.
What are you talking about?
You're not paying attention.
Sure I am. Damn it. I meant to ask for extra dressing.
Mary killed Herman, put the recording on the machine in his office, and connected it with the light switch. When she turned on the light, it started the recording that we all heard in the hallway.
Really?
You're talking with your mouth full again.
Sorry, Mr. Etiquette. Just tell your story.
I knew it had to be a recording of some kind, because when we broke into the office, there was a smell of deodorant, but none of gunpowder.
But what about those shots at us? Mary was with us in the car.
Filbert, what are you doing here?
Don't you need a ride to the airport?
But how did you know?
Madison said you were checking out.
So you knew I was checking out.
Duh! That's why I'm writing up a tab while you're still here.
So how'd that dame shoot up the car when she was in it?
That was just more of her mechanics. She rigged up a gun to be fired when the gates were opened. She deliberately aimed the gun too high. The idea was to draw suspicion away from herself. However, the even pacing of the bullet holes was the tip-off.
Aim too high? She didn't know what kind of car we were gonna arrive in. What if it were a high-profile vehicle? Watch out for high winds and bullets!
That leads me to a question for you, Filbert.
Yeah, what?
If you didn't work for Herman, how come you showed up to drive me to the party?
Oh, it was nothing. I drive a limousine for hire, and sometimes when I ain't busy, I go around and drive celebrities like yourself for free. My kid'll get a big kick out of me meeting the Green Llama.
Ooh, if you drive celebrities around for free, can you drive me?
You ain't no celebrity.
It's not for a lack of trying.
Come along, Filbert. I have a plane to catch. Madison, I'm cutting you off.
That's not very zen of you.
Well, I'd rather choose a life of poverty than have it thrust upon me by your hotel bill.
The Green Llama first appeared in 1940 in Double Detective magazine, meant to be a direct competitor to The Shadow, which premiered a decade earlier in Detective Story magazine. The CBS radio series ran for only 11 episodes, from June to August of 1949. However, the character has been known to pop up in other various media, such as pulp stories and comics, including webcomics in recent years. The Buddhism in the story is a muddied combination of many elements of the diverse religion, but one theme from the original story stands out today. The Green Llama turns to crime fighting to help people when he realizes Americans weren't ready to accept spiritual teachings. Everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. Our episode of The Green Llama was a recommendation from listeners Chris and Jim. You guys, I had never heard of this show before, so major love to Chris and Jim. You two are awesome. If you have a series from OTR you want me to visit, email me at madisonontheair@gmail.com. And don't forget to comment on the episode, give us 5 stars, or just share. We need to get the word out that women are funny. Okay, announcer dude, do your credits thing.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage, with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. AJ Fidalgo appeared as the Green Llama. Other actors in the cast were Chelsea Greer as Mary Carter, Steve Jun as Filbert Jones, AJ Cruz as Cy Martin,
Tom O'Connor as Herman K. Herman, Jess McCoy as Gloria Spear, Jonathan Winstead as George Fisher, Jeremy Sage as the hotel waiter, and James C. Taylor as our announcer.